False Bibles are producing false churches, preaching a false gospel and led by false preachers, producing an apostate evangelicalism filled with love of self rather than love for God and His Word. Bible Believers Fellowship stands for the old paths, teaching the old King James Bible at bbfohio.com and heard Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 9:30 p.m. on 91.5 Freedom FM.
Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship in the ministry of bbfohio.com and the conclusion of our study of Ephesians chapter 1, verses 7 to 10, titled, The Dispensation of the Fullness of Times.
The rapture doesn't have signs. The second coming does. And the Bible lays out that before the second coming, there's going to be a world government, the Antichrist, the world religion. And if you don't see that, your eyes are closed and you're in a coma. The world government is being set up. The world system with a mark to buy, sell, or trade is getting set up. The world religion is coming together under the Pope. It's all happening to anyone who will open their eyes. So what's that tell us? That tells us the rapture is near. Wait a minute, you just said there's no signs for the rapture. No, there's not. There's signs for the second coming, and the rapture has to happen first. So here it is. September rolls around, and you go into Lowe's or Walmart or Big Lots or whatever, and they start putting the Christmas stuff up. You know Thanksgiving is getting close. Amen?
Yeah.
See how that works? You don't necessarily see Thanksgiving trees or anything like that, but you see the Christmas stuff, and you're like, wow, I got to get a turkey. And that's the same thing with the second coming. You say, oh, wow, everything's getting set up for the tribulation, which ends in the second coming, so the rapture's got to be close.
Amen.
I'm trying to lose a little weight, so I'll go up faster. I'll beat some of you up there. Yesterday, I was kind of glad to be a little overweight, or I would have blown away. I mean,
amen.
Jenny was holding on to me. I was like an anchor. Yeah. That's what this verse means. Read it again. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. Now, don't shout this out loud, but I'm going to tell you, when someone helps you to understand this, or the Lord Himself, as you study, when you understand these terms, you start to understand dispensations. You start to understand the fullness of the times. You start to understand the gathering. And then when you read this one verse, you want to shout like a Pentecostal. Don't you? Untie my bow tie, who stole my Honda stuff? That actually isn't speaking in tongues. That was all English. Peace doesn't come with self-focus. I want you to get this. Peace doesn't come with self-focus. Peace comes when Christ and His ultimate glory is your focus.
Amen.
Some of you this morning might be robbed of your peace because of human beings, because of situations, because of things going on in your life. Get focused on Jesus and His ultimate glory, and it just makes it a little easier dealing with those things.
Amen.
You may think I'm terrible, but I was dealing with things a few years ago. Well, John shared, he's dealing with stuff at work. I dealt with stuff where I work. Just people being wicked.
Yeah, amen.
And why they'd be even, and it sound like they were speaking in tongues, because I'd zone them out. While they're going on, I was thinking, you know, I could get mad right now because they're lying or they're undermining me. I just can't pity you. This is all you got. You're just wicked. And if you don't get right with God, man, that's just sad. And I'm not living for what I can get at this job. You take a promotion from me or whatever, oh well. God will make a way. Amen?
Amen.
What am I living for? I can't wait to be in heaven with Jesus.
Amen.
And I've told people it's not 100% laid out this way, but I do believe. I just believe that whatever rewards I get, I'm just going to throw them right at His feet. I don't deserve it. I hope to have something to throw, though. Don't you?
Amen.
I mean, I'm going to be over here throwing something maybe, and I look at you and you're like, I don't want to be that guy. I want to have something to throw at his feet.
Amen.
I want to be focused on him and his glory and not on the things of this earth. Now look again, the fullness of time ends at that great white throne judgment. When he gathers in one all things in Christ, what's he do with the ones not in Christ? He said he gathers them up too and casts them into the fire.
Yeah.
That's Bible. And if you don't understand that, spend some time getting to know the holiness of God because you don't understand it. If you think of God gathering the wicked and throwing them in a lake of fire and that bothers you, more than, I mean, it should bother us that we want to see them saved and bother us in the sense we want to get to them with the gospel. But if it bothers you as far as you and God, you think, oh God, how could you do that? You don't know God. You may be saved, but you still haven't gotten to know Him. You've got to understand the holiness of God and the depravity of man. Look at your, as John said, look in your mirror and look at yourself and be honest.
Yeah, amen.
And you understand, I deserve to be one of those, but by His grace, through His blood,
amen.
Saved. And that's why, again, coming back down to this 1,000-year reign, and even then, at the end, there's going to be one last rebellion. That's how wicked man is.
Yep.
One last rebellion. They're cast in a lake of fire. The great white throne. Those are cast in a lake of fire. History from beginning to end is focused on, if I were Joel Osteen, it would say, me. Yeah, most preachers, it would say, or it would say, history from beginning to end is focused on you. What's it focused on? This is hard for the American mind to grasp. It's focused, you're not wrong, but it's focused on a kingdom.
Amen.
Revelation 12:10, when this all starts to come down, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ.
Amen.
You know, when you read the Bible through, and if you're not, start. And you go from Genesis to Revelation. Yeah, there's a lot of genealogies, there's this and that. Those will even become interesting if you just keep at it. But one thing you'll see as you read through there, you see Satan trying to overthrow the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Satan trying to keep the kingdom from coming in. Read Isaiah 14. What did Satan want? He wanted to be as the Most High. He wanted to be the king. It's all about the kingdom. Ezekiel 43, and you read about the temple. Actually, every time the temple is being built, you go back to Exodus 25, you go to in the Kings, I think it's 1 Kings 12, somewhere around there. You go to, and then Ezekiel 43, when they're talking about the millennial temple. All the tabernacle, the temple of Solomon, the temple of Ezekiel, it's all based on the pattern from heaven. What's up in heaven? Do you understand why we love Disney and the castle? And why we love, I mean, some of you might get mad at me saying this, but the whole Lord of the Rings thing and Star Wars and all stuff people get into? It's because kingdom. Kingdom. We've got that something in us. We're attracted to the kingdom idea. But if you're not saved, you're attracted to a man-made version of it. If you're saved, you should be attracted to the idea of God's kingdom. Scripture from beginning to end is focused on a king. See? A king. Revelation 17:14 says, these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For He is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with Him are called and chosen and faithful.
Amen.
Amen. I find the greatest peace and comfort when I lose my self-interest and find my place in Christ.
Amen.
That's the wisdom God gives you, and the prudence is to put that in action. The wisdom is to understand God's plan is about a kingdom. Prudence is to put it into action. Jesus said it in Mark 8:35 when He said, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it.
Amen.
Paul plainly tells us that he lived for the Lord's heavenly kingdom in 2 Timothy 4:18. And this is Paul and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto His heavenly kingdom. Paul wasn't living his best life now. Paul wasn't surviving by the power of positive thinking. Paul was living for the heavenly kingdom that he knew God would preserve him for. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. The world is not on your shoulders. Isn't that good to know? You being saved isn't up to you. You believe on the Lord, He saved you. Your life should be lived with His power. And you should do what you do because you love Him. Not thinking that, oh, if it wasn't for me, this whole thing would fall apart. God don't have a chance. Some people act that way. They live that way. And this world is not your home. God is going to win, and you are in if you are saved. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Another bumper sticker. Isn't that good? If you're saved, you're in. Stop trying to do something to help God. Rest in His peace. And tweak that mental attitude when it comes to life and understand it's not a bad thing to understand that you're part of His plan. You're not the focus. That's too much pressure. I don't want it. Don't put that pressure on me. I'm glad to be a part of His plan. And we're in if we're saved. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank You, Lord, for this study, and we thank You for the release that we have when we allow the Word of God to rule our minds and our hearts. We pray for the wisdom and for the prudence to use that wisdom. We thank You for revealing the mystery of Your will, the plan of the ages, and the dispensational framework as we move toward the dispensation of the fullness of times. So wonderful. The only sad thing about it is when you think, I sit and think of the people I know who just will not be saved. Choose this world instead of choosing Christ. Lord, we're thankful that You've made a way. Any and all who will turn with repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ can be saved by faith in the gospel. Thank You. Praise You. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're going to have you stand and turn to page 500.
awesome song.
Spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.